Agenci z gdańskiej delegatury centralnej.
Agents from Gdańsk Regional Office of the Central Anti-Corruption Bureau have detained four people in the investigation into substantial financial damage in the Lotos Group. Among detained persons is the former board president of Lotos, proxy, and a director of one of the company's departments, as well as an entrepreneur. Our officers conducting this investigation determined that the Lotos representatives signed a fictitious contract for consultancy services. At the moment, the officers of the Central Anti-Corruption Bureau are searching apartments and offices of detained persons. All detainees will be transferred to the regional prosecutor's office. There they will be charged.
Funkcjonariusze z Rzeszowskiej delegatury.
Officers from Rzeszów Regional Office of the Central Anti-Corruption Bureau have detained five persons who swindled VAT tax by putting into circulation so-called blank invoices. Our investigators determined that these unreliable documents came to at least 3 million zlotys. During the investigation, it was determined that the persons detained by us mutually performed for themselves apparent services that were never performed. The invoices were issued mainly for transport and tax advisory services.
Na skutek działań Rzeszowskiej Delegatury Centralnego Biura.
As a result of the activities of the Regional Office of the Central Anti-Corruption Bureau in Rzeszów, four people were detained. Two of them are employees of the KGHM Capital Group who held managerial positions. The other two are businessmen from Lower Silesia. The investigation concerns accepting and giving bribes. During the proceeding, the officers of the Central Anti-Corruption Bureau determined that the employees of the KGHM took bribes from businessmen recurrently in return for preferring their companies at orders for the supply of equipment to mines. The amount of bribes depended on the value of contracts. Our officers determined that the bribes could reach up to 65,000 zlotys. However, all orders were worth up to 1.5 million zlotys. The persons detained by the CBA will be transported to the National Prosecutor's Office in Katowice, where they will be charged.
Osoby trafią do prokuratury krajowej w Katowicach, tam usłyszą zarzuty.
Agents from the Warsaw Regional Office of the Central Anti-Corruption Bureau detained five persons in the case concerning Warsaw's privatization. This is another episode of this investigation. This time, former employee and former legal advisor of the Warsaw City Hall were detained, two buyers of claims and a notary. In addition to the corruption threats, this time we also deal with improperly issued documentation on the sale of real estate, which was signed by the notary and the former legal advisor. As it was determined by our officers in the course of the proceeding, the former employee of the real estate office took bribes in exchange for favorable settlement of the proceedings concerning return of tenements. The officers of the Regional Office of the CBA in Gdańsk detained three persons, former president of PKN Orlen S.A. and two former directors of this company. The case concerns huge mismanagement. Orlen lost millions of zlotys. Persons detained by the CBA will be transferred to the Regional Prosecutor's Office in which they will be charged.
Agenci Centralnego Biura Antykorupcyjnego z delegatury w Poznaniu po zakończeniu kontroli w Poznańskim Ośrodku Specjalistycznych Usług Medycznych zawiadomili Wielkopolską Prokuraturę Krajową o ewentualnym możliwym popełnieniu przestępstwa przez byłego dyrektora POSUM. Nasi funkcjonariusze podczas kontroli stwierdzili, że były dyrektor POS pisał szereg niekorzystnych dla ośrodka umów, które skutkowały wyrządzeniem szkody majątkowej sięgających 40 milionów złotych. Nasi funkcjonariusze ustalili, że umowy były podpisywane między innymi na zakup specjalistycznego sprzętu służącego do wykonywania zabiegów medycyny estetycznej, który nigdy przez ośrodek nie był wykorzystywany.
The officers of the Regional Office of the Central Anti-Corruption Bureau in Rzeszów have detained seven persons in connection with two proceedings. One of them concerns the pyramid scheme and extortion of 18 million zlotys from a number of people. The second one is related to asserting to have influence in local government units. As a result of a special operation, the Central Anti-Corruption Bureau have detained in the act the businessman and a Salesian attorney. In exchange for 100,000 zlotys bribe, the attorney helped to make favorable
changes in the local zoning plan. It concerned the investment worth nearly 10 million zlotys. A part of that is related to both proceedings.
Jest część zatrzymanych osób. Dziesięć zatrzymanych osób działających w zorganizowanej grupie przestępczej to efekt pracy funkcjonariuszy z poznańskiej delegatury Centralnego Biura Antykorupcyjnego i śledczych z Prokuratury Regionalnej w Łodzi. Część z zatrzymanych osób zarządzała czterema funduszami inwestycyjnymi. Wyłudzano od inwestorów pieniądze, przy czym należy zaznaczyć, że w każdym z tych przypadków było to co najmniej 40 tysięcy euro. Oczywiście obiecywano zyski. Tymczasem około 2 tysięcy osób straciło łącznie 600 milionów złotych. Celem działania rozbitej przez CBA grupy było wyłudzenie znacznych środków pieniężnych, a następnie ogłoszenie upadłości na rynku finansowym. Takie działania grupy noszą cechy typowej piramidy finansowej.